here on a family day Monday afternoon at this time with great pleasure. Hartley and I are pleased to welcome the third-year president of the Prince George Cougars, Greg Pocock, here on the second intermission. And Greg, first and foremost, why don't we just talk about the atmosphere here at the CN Center today. Families enjoying the Prince George Cougars together. And, of course, you don't want to just see it on a holiday, but Family Day at the CN Center, this, I think, is what it's all about. And I'm sure one of the grand visions that you and your pals had 3 years ago when you bought the team. Afternoons like this, events like this, atmospheres like this.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Dan. And secondly, it's a great environment here today. We've had crowds this large, but somehow it feels different on Family Day and an afternoon matinee game. And I think there's a lot of smiling faces and people having fun at CN Center today.
You know, I get a kick out of, you know, when the team loses a game or everything doesn't quite go. When this has been such a successful season so far, and you know, everybody's starting to talk about this and that. Old Kamloops is getting closer. I try to be as objective as possible. I still see that you're leading the division, you're leading the conference, things are going well. When you see all the everybody sort of when one loss happens or things don't go quite as, like, how do you look at things as the president? Do you just sort of just say, yeah, I love the passion that we have in Prince George, or expectations are too high, or how do you sort of deal with this? How do you handle it?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's probably anybody in the world whose expectations are lower than mine, or would be higher. I didn't quite say that the right way. I think that I expect us to win every time we go on the ice. I expect us to score every time we take a shot. And, you know, I take the losses very, very hard, and I'm never happy when we don't come out on the upside of the scoreboard at the end of a game. So, but there is a bigger picture, and the bigger picture is that you're going to lose a game here or there. And I'm not as concerned if I feel that we executed our game plan, if I feel that, you know, the energy level was there, that the team was prepared, and that we did everything we could and got beat by a better goalie or a better team. That happens in hockey. So, you know, it depends on the night and the game, but never happy after a loss.
We're chatting with Greg Pocock, Prince George Cougars president, here in the second intermission of a game that the Cougars are leading 3-2. And, you know, we talk about so many of the positives that have really happened this season already. I want to go back to the decision which was made in June by GM Todd Harkins to bring on Richard Mapachuk as the next head coach of this team. You look at today, through 57 games, the Cougars have the most wins in the Western Conference. They are 4 points up on Kamloops for the division. And really from day one, I think the mood, the demeanor of this team has had a different feel to it, courtesy of the head coach, Richard Mapachuk. Now that you've had more or less a full season to see him in action, Greg, I'd love to know your thoughts on just how that has all come to be alongside Steve O'Rourke and Sean Chambers.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you that we got into this because we believed in this group of players. We believed that Prince George deserves a Western Hockey League team, and that those kids, if they're going to come here and represent our city, they deserve to be treated as well or better than anybody else in the league. And that was our goal right from the offset. And, you know, one of those is the kids have got to come to the rink every day wanting to be here, wanting to play, wanting to have some fun, and playing for each other. And I think that's what Richard's brought to this group. He is a player's coach. He's not that far from being a player himself. And he's accomplished, you know, the pinnacle of what you can do in hockey and winning a Stanley Cup. And supplement that with Sean Chambers, who happens to have two Stanley Cups to his name, and Steve O'Rourke, who's got a great wealth of experience coaching players this age in this league for a long time. I think we've got as good a coaching staff as any team in the league and perhaps in all of Canada. And I think it shows in the way the kids have come out and played for them and the success they've had so far this season.
Your assessment of the attendance at CN Center, you have doubled it since you took over. Now, I know it was rock bottom when you took over, 1,700. You've built it to over 3,400. You got a great base. Your third year, is this where you thought you'd be? Your assessment overall on the crowds at CN Center?
Well, certainly we are happy to see the continued growth of attendance in our building. We are very happy that it seems to be sustainable growth. It's not people jumping on a bandwagon that are going to be here today and gone tomorrow. It seems to be people that actually want to be here, you know, night after night or a number of games throughout the season. We're very positive about that. Having said that, this team is not making money. This team is being subsidized by the ownership group, and you know that is not a circumstance that's going to continue indefinitely. And so we are behind where we are. We're in projections as far as numbers go, and although we're happy to see where we're at, we're not satisfied with where we're at either.
Greg Pocock, Prince George Cougars president, our guest here in the second intermission as a game currently led by the Prince George Cougars by a 3-2 margin. And, you know, Greg, this season really from start to finish has been so exciting. And you look at that core group that you addressed earlier in the interview, saying that really from the beginning you believed in the group that is put together initially. But you look at the three moves made, the three blockbuster moves made this season: Brendan Gulley, Nikita Papagayev, and then Radovan Vondra on January 10th. From an ownership standpoint, from a president standpoint, can you just speak to the job Todd Harkins has done in kind of putting the right players in place this season for what should and hopefully be a very lengthy and exciting playoff run in the city of Prince George?
Well, I appreciate that question because it's something that maybe doesn't get stated enough times. Todd Harkins came into this venture. We made him an interim GM. He impressed us. We gave him the job as GM. And what Todd has done is he's gone out with a vision and said, this is what we are going to do to become a championship team in Prince George. And Todd's put a plan in place. He stuck to the plan. Brendan Gulley was not an overnight move. Brendan Gulley was, you know, something that's been discussed between ourselves and Prince Albert for the better part of a year before the trigger was actually pulled on that deal. And, you know, for a rookie GM, what Todd has done, not only on those three highly visible, high-profile moves, but behind the scenes is he has built a depth chart of supporting cast, of supporting players behind those stars, which has allowed us to go out and give up quality players like Justin Almeida or Max Martin or any of the players that we've had to move to make those blockbuster moves. So you know, I look at it and I look forward to what we're going to have next year as a team, and I don't see the coverage being bare. I see us being a contender next year as well, because of the depth that Todd Harkins has been able to assemble. And honestly, for a rookie GM to come in and be able to do that, to have a vision, to stick to his guns, and to accomplish what he has when everyone knows what he was trying to achieve is very, very impressive. And I can't be happier than I have been with Todd Harkins.
You're in a very high-profile position now. You're a successful businessman before coming and taking over the Cougars, but now it's very high-profile. When you're out and about and you're doing your daily business at the store, or when you are just enjoying yourself in Prince George outside of the ring, let me see, Greg, what are the fans or what are the people talking to you about? What do you hear, both on a positive or whatever? Like, what's the message that you get when you're just having your daily life in this city?
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head as far as, you know, how my life has changed. I used to fly way under the radar. I was relatively unknown, and I preferred life that way. It's been a real change in lifestyle for me, and probably an even bigger change and a harder change for my family, where, you know, we can't go anywhere without being recognized. We can't go anywhere without somebody wanting to talk about the team or about hockey. And, you know, for me, I'm living this. This is something that I brought on. I chose to do this, but it's been a hard adjustment for my family. All things aside, that's where we're at today, and we're not complaining. We're going to continue to move forward. When I do talk to people, I got to tell you that, you know, probably 90% plus of the comments are positive, favorable. A lot of people saying thank you for the things that have happened around the team, and more often than not, it is somebody saying, you know, we really heard what you did for player so-and-so, or we really heard about how the boys are being treated now. And you know, that's the thing that we want to support is an organization that believes and supports in these young men. And to me, that's what this has been all about from an ownership standpoint. the guys that are, you know, the comments that we receive that are not positive are generally quite constructive. They're well thought out, and you know, they're not an abusive comment whatsoever. So, you know, but the bulk of the things that we receive criticisms on are things to do that are a little beyond our control. Things like food quality, food services, which is under contract to the city. It's got nothing to do with the Cougars, although it is part of the fan experience in the building that our fans come to. So we have to respond and try and deal with it, and we do, but we really don't have the hammer to do anything with it. The second biggest amount of complaints we have received is on the ticket services. That is something that we can do something about, and there will be some pending announcements coming towards the end of the season on that front. The third thing is the parking situation in the parking lot, and particularly issues around handicap parking. We facilitated a number of meetings with the people that utilize that particular part of the parking lot, and CN Center, who's in control of it. I think we've made some progress, but I'm not satisfied that we're where we have to be in order to keep our fan base happy on that front. So, you know, all in all, for the most part, it's been very, very positive and really encouraging. We can pass those comments on to our staff, and it motivates and energizes us throughout the course of the season.
Greg, I find it so remarkable that this franchise has just grown leaps and bounds over the course of 3 years the way that it has. And one quick aside before we let you go, I also find it very encouraging. I find it very inspiring and great. You mentioned how earlier in the interview, nobody takes losses harder than you do. And I will tell the fans that on occasion, you and I have watched other WHL games from your office TV. And we've watched and listened to shootouts together and followed how this whole thing is breaking down. Your passion and commitment to making this thing work in Prince George is contagious. It's infectious. We sure are appreciative of the work that you and the ownership group have done to make this happen. So thank you for being a great guest in the second intermission. Enjoy the third period.
Ben, thank you very much. I just want to take this opportunity to reach out to my Valentine and wish her all the best. Happy Valentine's Day.